The epilogue, the call. As you surely understood from reading this book, it is my opinion that the Gospel of John has been misinterpreted for centuries by both Christian and Jewish theologians alike, with painfully tangible consequences. Yet, if the God of all providence is to be believed and trusted, this too, however unfortunate, is somehow meant to be used for the greater good of humanity and to the honor of God's name. But that's just me. It is possible that you may ask, what painful consequences? What is so important about this particular gospel? Does it really matter if it has been misinterpreted in some key points? It is my conviction that the misreading of the Gospel of John, eventually resulting, obviously, with an avalanche of other important factors, in one of the most horrible evils of the 20th century, the European Jewish Holocaust. That evil could have been avoided. I will state it even more bluntly. I am confident that had the Gospel of John been interpreted in its own original Israelite context, and only then been appropriately applied to non-Israelite members of God's household, the intense anti-Judaism present in some Greco-Roman pagan authors would not have had much chance to migrate into the newly organized Christian church. The early misreading of the fourth gospel, along with misreading of Paul, justified the anti-Judaism of many church fathers, which later manifested itself in Christian denominations of various kinds throughout the history of the church. The Gospel of John has in many ways functioned as one of the defining interpretive lenses, along with Pauline writings, through which most Gentile Christ followers have viewed everything else in the New Testament. But you may say the European Jewish Holocaust took place so many years ago. It is in the past now, and while we should not forget what happened to the Jews, along with many others, on Christian soil, we should move on and not be fixated on this topic. I tend to agree with you. However, I think that the essential problem in the Jewish-Christian relations still remains. If not resolved, it may one day, under a different set of circumstances, reappear and cause even more damage than before. This is one of the reasons I believe this book deserves a wide audience who would be challenged to rethink the theological interpretations and their powerful implications for history and the life of real people, Jewish or otherwise. A major reform based on an informed rereading of John's Gospel could, if taken seriously, turn into a widespread reform in the body of Christ, for the ultimate glory of Christ. I fully realize this statement is open to a charge of self-aggrandizement. After all, who am I to think that this can possibly begin through this very book? But I'm nevertheless persuaded that the challenge I present in this modest work is of great, disproportionately great, importance for the Christian Church as it continues in all of its three major branches, Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant, to rethink what has now, in the post-Jewish Holocaust world, been called Christian-Jewish relations. My argument that the Gospel of John is an intra-Israelite polemical document that deals very little, if at all, in comparison to the other three Gospels, with the God of Israel's purposes for the nations of the world, does not imply that these nations are not important any more than the fact that the Torah of Moses was originally addressed to the generations of Israelites leaving Egypt and arriving to the Promised Land implies something like that. I believe that knowing to whom the fourth gospel was originally addressed will enable modern Christ followers, Jewish or otherwise, to apply the true message of this gospel to their respective faith communities faithfully and passionately. Far from implying that the Gospel of John should not be read by Gentiles, since they were not directly addressed by this gospel in its original composition, I call upon the Christian Church today to rethink this Judean gospel. I believe great good for modern Jewish, Christian, and the communities that are between will inevitably result. This is my fervent hope, and to that end, I submit this book for your judgment and kind but careful consideration. The end.